I said it was annoying we had to wait so long at the airport. Amelia, are you even listening to me? Billy's less than dulcet tones managed to break through Amy's daydreaming. I'm sorry, what? Amy frowned, dragging her gaze away from the view and refocusing on Billy. Your luggage? The delay at the airport, it was inconvenient for us all to have had to wait so long for you to sort it out, wasn't it? Billy had the most intense gaze, the innate confidence in her smile enough to have Amy nodding before she realised what she was agreeing with. It was hardly Amy's fault. The airline lost her case, Billy, Malcolm said, turning to face Amy as he added, although that's why I always keep my camera bag as hand luggage. There are way too many horror stories of rough baggage handling and stuff never arriving. Including cases being exploded, Billy said with a broad grin. Not that that's what's going to happen to yours, Ames. I'm sure it will turn up, Malcolm said hurriedly. I suppose you could buy new clothes when we get to Riva. It's not like we've gone to the moon, is it? Billy wasn't one to dwell on the misfortunes of others, and her grin intensified as her thought process spiralled away. Hey, Mal, there's an idea. Foodies on the moon, sampling haute cuisine as it floats about.
Yeah, but you'd have to take your space helmet off to get the food, and I'm not sure how well that would end, Malcolm said.
And the conversation spiralled away to the possibilities of holding a zero-gravity dinner party, leaving Amy to her thoughts again.